1903,
sorry about the delay there. I was talking to 911. He did damage to just one seat or multiple seats on the bus?
I'm pretty sure just one. He said he was yelling some stuff. He's been talking smack all the way from Gateway, but he said, I looked back and his knife, two knives open, and then he started cutting up the seat, saying some stuff, and then that's why I got a little scared, because what he was saying, and then he started coming up to the front, so that's why I got off real quick, but yeah, he's walking down West Gleason, on the south side of Gleason with his dog.
Okay, can you give me, do you have a little bit more description of him, so I can get at least a do not board out in the area? Police are going to respond with an area check, see if they can hunt down this person and catch up with him, but you can give me a little bit more description.
He's about, he's a white male, he's about approximately 65-ish, skinny, wearing a blue coat, I think. He's got his German Shepherd, blue baseball cap, I think he has a backpack with him, too.
And do you remember if his like wearing jeans or dark pants or light color pants?
Definitely dark color pants. I think they were jeans, but I wasn't really, couldn't be 100% sure of that.
That's okay. Okay, so white male, about 65, thin, blue cap, blue coat, dark pants, German Shepherd with him, and was also carrying a bag, and had two knives displayed on him.
Yeah, he was sitting right in the front there behind me. They had to open up, and he started cutting some seats, saying some nonsense. So I don't know what he was, and that's when I got scared, and that's why I got a little shaken up, because he had it both opened up, and I didn't know if he seemed kind of crazy, so I was a little scared there. That's why I jumped off the bus when he started walking up the front.
I completely agree with you there. Sorry that that happened to you. Do you want me to have someone catch up with you, a road supervisor, to catch up with you and route, to meet up with you, check on you?
No, I'm fine. Just a little shaken up. The fact that he had him open, cutting up a seat, and right in the front there, it's kind of close, so I saw the knife, so, he started coming up, and what he was saying is kind of shook me up a little bit, like, never know what could happen in a split second, so I appreciate that, but I think I'm good to drive.
Okay. If you want, I have a supervisor in the area. I can always have him catch up with you. But if you want to continue and get on your way, that's okay as well. You just let me know. If you change your mind, you can always let me know as well. I'm more than happy to get someone caught up with you, okay?
Okay, copy. Thanks. Yeah, I'm good. Just a little shake off the scare there for a second, but and I'll probably have to do a report on the cutting in the seat there.
Yes. I will need you to do a report, just an operator report. I'll send you an asset number on that. Just letting you down your own words that happened. If you need to pull over to at a safe location, do that. Get out of the bus, take some fresh air, and then